Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So many crazy stories, so little time. In this podcast, we'll do the work. We'll find the craziest, best stories out there and bring them to you every week. Hopefully, this will help you get through the craziness that is going on in the world. And of course, there will be booze. Welcome to Booze and Bullshit.
Naughty.
Well, hello, my friends. How have you been? Welcome back to Myths and Monsters after me and the crew took a wee break. Well, it was meant to be a wee break. It ended up being another huge adventure. One you'll be able to read about when The Adventures of CK and Finn, the book, is released. How very exciting. And I will keep you up to date on that as well. Till then. Yetis, unicorns, mirthers, lend me your earholes. As we venture into the first part of three that investigates the mystery and wonder that is the Bermuda Triangle. Three parts. Triangle. One for each side there. The jokes have not improved, my lovely mirthers. Hang on in there. We can get through this together. Let's begin. The Bermuda Triangle. A massive wet monster that eats boats and planes, or merely a misunderstood water feature? These are just two theories of the many that have been put forth about what the Bermuda Triangle could be. In these episodes, me and the furry family will be investigating the area, also known as the Devil's Triangle, and of course, we will be going there. Are you okay there, Ray?
Bermuda Triangle?
Yes. Yeah. We're going to be going to pay a visit to... Oh, wait a minute. I understand now. For those of you who may be new to Mirths and Monsters, little Rey Skywalker is my wee black cat, the youngest of our group. And when she isn't planning on world domination, she is the biggest fan of Barry Manilow. I mean, huge. Maybe not Annie Wilkes from Misery, I'm your number one fan level, but close. Worryingly close. Yes, wee one. We're going to be going to the Bermuda Triangle. But it's got nothing to do with Barry.
Puny mortal.
Yeah, it's just a song that he did. I don't think he has a place there, little one.
Puny mortal.
What the? Whoa! Ray! How on earth did you pack that suitcase so quickly? We aren't going yet, wee lass. Oh, don't look upset. We are going, I promise. Just not right this second, okay?
Harumph. Puny mutter.
And away she struts. Oh boy. I really hope she's not too disappointed when we get there and she finds that he doesn't actually have a holiday home in the Triangle. But hey, stranger things have happened. Where was I? Oh yeah, trying to explain to my cat that Barry Manilow doesn't have a summer home in the Bermuda Triangle. Sounds about standard in Casa CK. Okay. Kids, adults, grown-ups, don't listen to this. Time for some knowledge about the Triangle of Doom. Let's get those learning hats at the ready. Do you have yours? Good. I had mine here. I swear I did. Ah, here we go.
At the Copa, Copacabana.
Ray! Little trickster put an official merch Barry Manilow fan club hat under my learning hat. Ray! What did I tell you about tricking me with your baddie beanie? Now for the proper learning hat. There we go. The giant geometrical landscape. What is that wetscape? That is the Bermuda Triangle is big. Really big. There are a few different thoughts on the actual size. Turns out, it's really hard to measure accurately. You simply can't get a tape measure big enough, or for it to sit still on top of the waves. There is an average size, though, that is generally considered the one to use when talking about it. That size is roughly 500,000 miles squared. Now, in kilometres, that is, oof, it's a lot. In jelly beans, even more. Can you imagine the sugar rush of diving into that? Oh my word. For scale, you know how everything is bigger in Texas? Well, you would still need 2 Texases to cover the Bermuda Triangle. For those closer to home to me, that would be over 5 United Kingdoms. It's big is what I'm saying. I think I'm getting that across. Surely, with something that is so vast, that is a main reason for things like planes, boats, tankers going missing. Especially when even in Casa CK, I can't always find my keys when I know for a fact I put them right there a minute ago. Scamp. That would be a fair point, and one that is used by people who have minds that are... what's the word? Logical. That's it. However, who needs logic when it could be so many other things, exciting things, some of which I will be looking into over the next 3 episodes, and maybe, just maybe, we'll find an answer. But I'm jumping ahead, though. Let's jump back. Way back to when this big blue wet thing became the Bermuda Triangle. Now, those who are listening, do you have any guesses? Any guesses of when the Bermuda Triangle actually became the Bermuda Triangle? Do we hear in 1864, 1864, 1864, 1865 from the sailor over there? 1866, 1866 from the mermaid just on the right here. 1866, do I have an 1867? I'll stop you there. No. We go way back to... 1964. Yeah, it surprised me as well, but it is the case. While the area itself has obviously been around for a gazillion years, that's an actual term, the name of it came from an article published in a magazine called Argosy. The article was written by Vincent Gaddis, an author. In his article, he cited a plethora of ships and aircraft that had gone missing in this area, and he christened it the Bermuda Triangle. CK, I hear you cry. You have mentioned the shape of this thing a lot. And we have to assume that Bermuda is one point. But what about the other two? Don't leave us hanging, dude.
In my head, some of you sound like Bill and Ted, and I'm very happy with that. You are right, though. Where are the other 2 points? Those would be Puerto Rico and Florida. Some of you who heard Florida being mentioned will now be nodding your head sagely and saying things like, ah, now it all makes sense. For those of you who don't know, Florida has a bit of a reputation for living in interesting times, shall we say. Now, Puerto Rico, which means rich port when translated from Spanish, and I think it means port as in harbour, not port as in drink, but I know port can be quite rich as well. It's a glorious wee island which is located in the Caribbean, between the Caribbean Sea and the North Atlantic Ocean. Which begs the next question, is it Caribbean or Caribbean? I'll let you discuss amongst yourselves. Puerto Rico doesn't actually feature a great deal in the story themselves, but it gives you a visual of the Deadly Triangle. And then there's the island of Bermuda, which was once described in a 1609 pamphlet as, and I quote, a most prodigious and enchanted palace, affording nothing but gusts, storms, and foul weather. End quote. Basically, whoever wrote this said if Bermuda was a person, they would be gorgeous, but thick as mints, and farts like a trooper. Which I think is what's known as a very backhanded compliment. Within these three geographical points, Bermuda, Florida, Puerto Rico, lays the geometry of doom, the tri-cornered triangle of terror, the ocean of, oh my word, the...
All right already!
Ah, right, yes, okay. Within these points is the wet bit that is the source of the problem for seagoing vehicles, or air-going vehicles for that matter. What could it be, this great mystery? Well, as you can imagine, there are a lot of theories. Some sensible, some logical. But do we want to hear about those? No. We want the real theories, the interesting ones. These are the ones that myself, and I'm sure those of you who are listening, are more interested in hearing about. I'm going to talk about some of them now. Don't worry, patience, we will be heading to the place itself. But I do like to have a little bit of knowledge behind me before walking into a place, or swimming I guess, that apparently eats planes and oil tankers. Who knows if it's got a taste for cryptocycles as well? Now this first theory I'm going to mention is childish. Or at least I've made it childish. So this is why it's the first one that I'm doing. This first theory is about methane bubbles, or, as they're officially known in the land of mirths, dangerous ocean farts. I'll just leave you with that image for a few seconds.
Nice!
And we're back. This is a more recent one. Picture the scene. Norway, 2016. Fjords are looking on impressively and impassively as the discovery of giant craters that are a half mile wide and 150 foot deep are found. To give you another comparison, that is just short of 9 of your American football fields and as deep as 4 city buses. They're big. Now there are deposits of oil and gas buried deep under the seabed, and gases leak from these deposits, most of which is methane. These gases are not overly stable and reach something called critical mass, which, it turns out, is not a really enthusiastic sermon. It's when the gases reach a point of no return and they have to erupt. Luckily, I have a recording of such an event. Finn? I'm kidding, wee man. Back to sleep.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So why are these big wet farts a theory when it comes to the Bermuda Triangle? Well, the eruptions are so incredible and vast that they could quite easily take down a boat and or plane. They're not so silent, but whoo boy, they're deadly. That's theory number one that I'm going to talk about. This is now theory number the next one. This one may sound logical, but there's actually a sinister side after I did some investigating. This theory is called rogue waves. Now, I know what you're thinking. No, honestly, I do. You, over there, yes, you. Stop thinking that. I hear you think, rogue waves, CK, that makes total sense. It's the big blue wet thing. It's made up of waves. That is very true, my smart Marthas, but these are rogue waves. Waves from the wrong side of the track. The kind of waves who'll roll up their sleeves to stash their pack of cigarettes. Are they packing heat? I wouldn't want to get close enough to find out. What happens is that these rogue waves that are dotted all over, some in the north of the ocean, some in the south, and then you throw the ones from Florida into the mix as well. These three groups meet up in pre-arranged, let's call them gatherings, to discuss who's best. Picture the jets and the sharks from the West Side Story, along with the scorpions. That's the scorpions who were the bad gang from Greece, not the German classic rock band. You really can't see the T-Birds being any good in a rumble, can you? No. How did this rivalry start? Oh, it goes way back. Way back to when the closest thing to humans were fish, who thought things like, huh, what's that on that non-wet bit over there? You know how it goes. Rivalries can start from supporting different teams or going to different schools. These waves were in different areas of the ocean. And, to be fair, it's really quite boring, and there's only so many reenactments of water-based films you can do before someone says, ugh, not Jaws again. And then someone suggests, I'm not naming waves, hey, let's go prank the Florida waves. One thing leads to another, and here we are. What happens next is these three meet up in chaos ensues. They throw terrified squids at each other, utilizing other ocean-going creatures as weapons, like sharks and starfish and octopuses and octopodes and octopi? Eight pies. Anyway, you know the things I mean. Waggly-limbed things. The unfortunate side effect of this is that when the rogue waves collide, they create super waves as tall as 100 feet high. And that's the recorded height of the largest wave in history, which occurred in Alaska's Lituya Bay in 1958. See? Alaska is more than just snow. Point is, if you're a ship or an aircraft who happens to be in the area when this fight is going down, then, well, sadly, you're going down with them. The last theory I'm going to mention is the one I'm sure is the most fun and the most fascinating. What is actually behind the Bermuda Triangle? Atlantis, of course. Oh yeah, the legend of Atlantis. You may all have heard the name, but maybe not so sure of the full story. Let me fill your ear holes with some thoroughly interesting information. The following is a quote from a BBC website. Quote, "In one cataclysmic night, the gods sent a battalion of fire and earthquake so intense that the utopian kingdom of Atlantis sank deep into the ocean, never to be found again." Intro voice man, there you are. "Sorry I'm late. I had to get milk." No problem. I'm just glad you could make it. I'll see you next week. That quote was actually made by Plato. He recorded what happened to Atlantis 2,300 years ago. That's a lot of before chickens. Mystery solved, yes. Well, would you believe it? Some folk think that's just a myth. However, I did find out something very interesting and cool about this. In 1966, the scientist Dorothy Vitaliano coined a name for the discipline geomythology. It is, she said, the science of, quote, "seeking to find the real geological event underlying a myth or legend to which it has given rise," end quote. Basically, trying to find the truth of an event from stories, very old stories. How cool is that? An island that was sunk by earthquakes or tsunamis or rogue waves, these are some of the suggestions of what actually happened to Atlantis. But there are a few people, quite a few people actually, who thinks that Atlantis didn't even exist in the first place. And that can make things a little bit tricky when you're trying to investigate something, is when it isn't there, or you even have any evidence of its existence in the first place. But this makes it absolutely perfect as a reason for the Bermuda Triangle being so mean to ships, boats and planes, and probably some very lost jet skiers. It's a massive and very effective security system. You really think Atlanteans want to be found? No. Okay, so that may seem a tad excessive, but you've got to say, it works. Here are my own thoughts, folks. I think it is Atlantis down there. Of all the theories I've heard, that is the one I think is most fun. And, okay, while the facts of Atlantis may be circumstantial at best, folk thought that about Bigfoots, unicorns and leprechauns. And we know they exist. That's why I'm not going to go too much more into the history of Atlantis. Why talk about it when we can go visit it? Ray, Bobby, Cass, Finn, prepare the cryptocycle and pack very long snorkels. We're going on a journey. And that is part one of the Bermuda Triangle. Part two will be out in a week's time. I'm very excited about it. If you'd be kind enough to stay after the music, I've just got some announcements to make, which are quite important this time. Nothing bad, don't worry, you're not in trouble. They're just kind of useful information. Until next time, my friends. Sláinte. Your good health. Okie dokie, folkies. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for staying by to hear what I have to say. That always confused me as a kid when folk on the telly asked you, when they said thank you for watching, how did they know? First thing I want to mention is I want to thank you all for the support and kindness that you showed me when I said I had COVID, which I do not recommend. It's thoroughly unpleasant. So, you know, wear the masks and all that kind of stuff, which I know you do because you're sensible peoples. The next little bit I want to mention is to say hello to Ashley. Now, Kristen told me that you're having a bit of tooth trouble as well. So I just wanted to say I hope you feel better soon and get your things sorted out. And thank you for listening to the show. And you, Kristen. Hello. The next bit is to do with Patreon. I'm no longer using Patreon because they added taxes on to patrons again and I didn't agree with it, so I'm not using them anymore. Luckily, Acast, my beautiful host site, have a supporter button that they've just added. You can now donate your support, your financial support to the podcast. There's a link in the show notes. The tiers that I'm still doing tiers, there's only three now, $3, $8, and $15. You can get stickers and badges and t-shirts and mugs. I'll put a link to the Facebook group in my notes as well. It tells you all about the tiers. There's no charges to you. If you pay $3, you pay $3. That's it. Whatever amount you pay. Tax is included. There's no extra cost. The VAT is included. There's no extra cost to yourselves. All you need to do is let me know either by Facebook Messenger or email me. I'll put all my contact information in the show notes. I just thought it was fairer to do than have y'all paying extra taxes when you didn't need to again. So, yes, it also means that my highest tier that was on Patreon is now down to 15 from 20, but you're still getting the same things. And as usual, I still have my Facebook group, which is the loveliest place on the internet. It's Mirth the Monsters Facebook group, aka Finn's Fan Club. Please join, you'll have a wonderful time. There's over 400 people in there and it's just great. I do Facebook Lives every Sunday when I'm not ill. I'm on Twitter again. You can find me under Mirth's underscore monsters. And on Instagram under Mirth's73. So I know that's a lot of information to take in just now. I'll put any helpful links into the show notes. Because I'm going on for a bit now. But the important thing is that I want to mention is to thank you all for your kindness, your support, your lovely words, your generosity. Me, Finn, Ray, Bobby and Cass, I should say. It helps, basically. I think you're all wonderful people, and you're great. And I've got zero sarcasm about that. Love you all. Take care of yourselves. Look after yourselves. P.S. If you heard any creaking, that's not me. That's my chair. Bye-bye.
Dating Owen has made me realize I am woefully ignorant about Irish people. I mean, other than drinking green beer every St. Patrick's Day, I know nothing about them. Although, Owen tells me that green beer is not a thing over there. Hey, Joe, what do you know about Irish culture?
Every March 17th, we drink green beer. Why?
This March 17th, love is in the air. Join me, Patsy Santos, and my boyfriend, Owen McClellan.
Guys with accents are so hot.
As we navigate our interracial and international romance, we're joined along the way by crazy coworkers.
I totally have your number.
Well-meaning but misguided families.
You go cook.
And accents. Lots and lots of accents.
Good night, Patsy.
Hello, Patsy.
Good day, mate. Oops. Just forget that last one. But don't forget Expat on March 17th, wherever you like to listen to podcasts. See you then.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.